We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Story from the New York Post. Carbon monoxide poisoning has been determined to be the cause of death for three Americans found dead at a Sandals resort in the Bahamas, according to a new report. Carbon monoxide poisoning. Autopsy and toxicology reports have been completed following the deaths of a Tennessee couple, Michael Phillips and Robbie Phillips, and a Florida resident, Vincent Chiarella. 64 years old for Vincent, 65 for Robbie Phillips, 68 for Michael Phillips. The medical examiner down in the Bahamas said the cause of death is carbon monoxide poisoning.
Conspiracy theory coming from the other room?
Oh, I'm not buying it.
Why?
Well, they were in two separate villas on a beach.
That's true.
Villas typically on beaches are pretty open to the open air because you want to take in the wonderful smell of the ocean coming in. And you had a carbon monoxide leak in both villas that were side by side.
It does sound a little weird. The other thing is, and again, I don't want to get terribly graphic about this, but there are some pretty obvious signs when somebody dies from carbon monoxide poisoning. You can very much tell by looking at them that they died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Why?
They turn bright pink.
Really?
Yeah. And if, I mean, I'm not a medical examiner. I don't know who examined the bodies.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
What do you look at on the internet at night?
No. I can tell you how I know that because they mentioned it and I looked it up to make sure it was true in Stephen King's book, Christine. So, it came up there. I was reading the book and went, is that really true? And then looked it up and found out, yeah, it is. So, I mean, that's a thing. So you would figure that they would know that and that they would have been able to look and see that.
And if they were bright pink when the bodies were found, why did it take all this time for the autopsy to finally figure out, it was carbon monoxide poisoning?
So there's that.
But you can't make an official cause of death just based on the color of somebody.
True.
Post-mortem, can you?
No, but it would give you a pretty good indication of
where
to go.
Fair point.
And the other thing about it is they still have not said what the source of the CO was. They don't know where it came from.
No. There was ongoing speculation about what may have caused the deaths. There was an investigation into the food that they were served. Several guests complained that they smelled a strong odor of insecticides. Possible leaks from the air conditioning and water heater on the property were also being looked at. The families of the dead tourists demanded a second independent autopsy in addition to the one by a Bahamian pathologist. None of the deceased showed any signs of trauma, but showed signs of convulsion.
Oof.
According to the Royal Bahamian Police, foul play was never and is not suspected. Okay.
Probably a good call to request that secondary autopsy.
Yeah, sad news either way, but you're going to go down and advise Sam?
Take a trip. Am I just going to stand there and be like, I'm not buying it?
That's right. No, you guys are totally wrong.
Liars!
Hey, look, man, take a free trip to the Bahamas when somebody offers you one, right?
Okay, I'll take it.
All right, good deal.
I'll report back.
Well, why is everything suspect? No, seriously, remember a couple years ago, was it in the Dominican Republic? Yes, it was in the Dominican Republic, like 2019, and people were dying. I think 5 or 6 Americans died.
Okay.
Down in the Dominican Republic. And, you know, the Dominicans were saying, I remember because we went down there that summer, and this was happening right before we left, in fact. And people are saying, well, I'm not going to the Dominican Republic. Oh, that's it. I'm no way. And then the Dominican government was trying to explain all this, saying, well, it may be something that they, in the alcohol that they drank, it, blah, blah, blah. And everybody, including the hosts of this show, were saying, okay, sure, sure.
Yeah, it's all about
how
the alcohol.
If it comes out of the Caribbean, our automatic go-to is like, they don't know what they're talking.
Because there's a lot of sketchy stuff that goes on down
there.
Yeah,
because they got such a great track record.
It was 11 total tourists that wound up dead in the Dominican Republic.
Wow.
Between January and June.
Yeah, and we went down there in June.
And you didn't die.
No.
So good for you.
Well, but I don't drink.
Oh, so maybe it was the alcohol.
And so we weren't worried about it because Kelly doesn't drink, I don't drink, and the kids were all under... 18 at the time or 20, whatever the drinking age down there is.
Sam's still not buying it.
So I wasn't really worried about it.
All of the deaths were tied to, quote, natural causes and not tainted alcohol, according to abcnews.go.com.
Which was a big hit for Soft Cell back in the day. I mean, every time there's something like that, like the Legionnaires outbreak, when that first swept through, and there were all kinds of conspiracy theories about that too, because a bunch of people died and nobody knew why, so they had to come up with something.
Hey, make sure you check out our podcast. Sam does a great job getting the podcast up right after the top of each hour. You can check out the Dana and Parks podcast anytime at kmbz.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.